At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the special episode of Soccer Sense, because Leicester City have been playing such special football, we had to do a special episode. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And Karan.
I'm having a deja vu.
Right after Leicester City's dismantling 3-1 win away at the Etihad against Manchester City. This was supposed to be a game where Leicester were probably supposed to be happy with taking 1 point out.
If they were lucky.
In a new away game. But they took all three.
Yep.
That's not the surprising part, because you should expect that of Leicester by now.
Yeah, what do we know?
The surprising part was the way they completely dismantled City in a game where City looked listless, uninspired, but Leicester looked like champion material.
Absolutely. I think the biggest concern going into this game that City would have had is how the central defensive partnership of somebody like Di Michaelis and Otamendi were going to cope with Vardy. And at times you got the feeling that they were just so occupied with Vardy that they just let other people like Albrighton and Okazaki just, you know, run amok.
So let's just recap what happened in the game here for anybody who's tuning in and too excited to remember what happened in the game.
We've been living under a rock somewhere.
So it's been Leicester 3, goals coming from Robert Huth. And
Mahrez. Well,
Mahrez and another one from Huth before Sergio Aguero pulled one back and saved City the blushes. But really, 3-1 flatters City as far as the score goes.
Absolutely, no doubts about it. I mean, this scoreline could have been even more embarrassing for City. Not that it already isn't, but it could have easily been, you know, 5-0, 6-0 had Leicester taken half the chances that they created.
Vardy had two.
I think Guardiola just called the Munich board saying, "Can I have my job back?" Let's just buy Sergio Aguero and I got City.
And let's talk about from a defensive point of view, like you said, with the absence of Vincent Kompany, they look very disorganized at the back, like you were discussing earlier. Kompany being absent is like the teacher being out of class in the pre-primary school, because that's how coordinated they were in the defense. Yeah. At the back.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like there's absolutely no coordination, no communication, and no organization between the defense when Kompany isn't there. And I was of the opinion that Zabaleta coming back could actually at least, you know, instill some sort of discipline in that defense. Didn't happen.
No surprises.
They look epileptic at times.
Yeah, no surprises here, because I think this has been a trend for City for the last few years. So if Kompany is not there in defense, or Yaya Toure in the center midfield, or Sergio Aguero up front, they just look listless. And even if
Yaya Toure was taken off during
exactly,
halftime, so
he was so poor that they actually had to take him off.
So I think this is a trend in City, because while, like we've always discussed, the City is a club of stars, but not players who are passionate about this football club, because all of them have been assembled from multiple places. There's not one Man City
player
out there.
Which brings you to this point that when Leicester and City were playing, if you had got somebody who did not know who was the team potentially chasing a four-way title, two cups, the Europe, and still in the league.
So it's like a big
versus the team which was the team that survived relegation last season.
Simple things. So it's like a big corporate who are chasing targets versus somebody who's doing it for the love of their profession. Somebody who is doing it for the love of football. So that's exactly what Leicester City are doing. I think they're coming out there and savoring every moment of this title race, because even they might be sure that they might not be able to pull this off next season or the season after. So they are here, they are doing the right things, and they are enjoying every minute, while City are just looking at it as a result, saying, "I need to win the title because I'm getting so much money, or that's my objective."
And while talking about the enjoyment part of it, you could say, okay, Leicester went there and had fun. Leicester, Karan, you mentioned earlier in our early episodes of this season that had been a team which were slightly reckless in defence, were conceding a lot of goals, but were just being saved because they were scoring a lot of goals. They seem to be still scoring the goals.
and defense.
But they're not conceding as many. Five clean sheets in the last seven.
Yep, five clean sheets. And defense has been absolutely amazing in the last few weeks. And added to that, you have somebody like Kasper Schmeichel doing his dad very, very proud.
And also, I think a lot of credit needs to go to the signing of Robert Hood, to bring in Robert Hood from Stoke. And he's become a mainstay in their defense.
Absolutely.
And he's built up a great partnership in central defense. And you can see it. So it is a great combination of strength and speed in their central defense. And it was a great move. I think one of their signings last season.
And probably this match proves that, yeah, because he had an outstanding impact defensively and offensively on this match.
Definitely. I mean, it was a complete performance by Leicester. There's no doubts about it. And I know I've said this many times before, there's no such thing as a perfect performance. But I don't think it would have gotten much better for Leicester.
Very few teams who can come to the Etihad and do this to City, no matter how poor they play. No big clubs, hardly any big clubs have succeeded like this. And for Leicester to come and do it the way they have done it, and it's not like they pulled a goal and sat back and defended. They went and scored three goals and literally showed them who the boss is.
I guess the only thing that you could, the one thing you could probably ask Pellegrini is, especially in the starting of the game, why was it that he was playing Sterling in a more central role and Silva in a more wide role when it should actually be the other way around?
And it did hurt them in the first half. So, Leicester, as we certainly all tend to agree, if Leicester were to go ahead and do the unthinkable, it would be the biggest Cinderella story since
Cinderella.
itself. I mean, that is how big a deal it is. They have never finished higher than second in the first division, forget the Premier League, that was 1929. Premier League only up till 8th. They can afford to win 0 points from here and still finish better than 8th. So they're perfectly set up. But there seems to be this feeling that everybody is now trying to punch holes in this theory, still trying to find why Leicester is not title contender.
That's fine. I mean, we've been saying this all season long.
Right? Because you look at that team today, like you mentioned, that team's foot net value is 22 million. Mangala's worth 32 million and he played like crap. So, because we are in a day and age where we've seen money splurged at football clubs, we've seen money talk. It's as simple as that. And all of a sudden, you see the romance of football come to life and everybody's like, yeah, it's a flash in the pan, it's a flash in the pan. This flash in the pan has gone on a good 7 months and everybody's like...
Long may this flash continue.
Okay, what's happening? So, I think it's great for the game. I think it's such a great thing that if done right, you can still do this. You can still go ahead and win titles and at least challenge for titles if you...
It's just 13 weekends.
Like
now.
One of our followers, Wonder Gunner, on Twitter mentioned that this underlines this point that perseverance and good football still can win the day, which is being forgotten otherwise.
Absolutely.
Across the world because of how much teams are spending.
Yep.
So we hope we are able to bring you more Leicester City episodes, and especially if Leicester pull this off, that episode is going to be absolute madness.
I'm just
going to
be screaming in that episode, don't I?
So that will be the case. We'll be back with you again, but this was just our appreciation for how carefree and outstanding Leicester have been, and hopefully they give us the same joy as we go on that sensible football that they've all been playing. So in the meantime, this is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
Fox is gunning for the Gunners.
And Vishal.
Have mercy.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get select style selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.